Welcome to the Bullpen Report. This is the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm Dan Thompson at Red Fox Roto, bringing you bullpen news from across MLB. Today is Tuesday. It's August 12th. We don't waste time on long intros here, so let's dig right in. The big developing story right now is happening in Houston, which has been one of the most consistent and reliable bullpens this year, led by one of baseball's best, Josh Hader. When we last saw Hader, he threw 36 pitches over two innings against the Yankees on August 8th, but he did not appear in a close game last night, and now we know why. Hader is currently being evaluated for shoulder soreness and reportedly underwent testing yesterday. As of this moment, we don't know the results of those tests. We don't have a diagnosis, a timeline for his return. We can only hope for the best, but this is the Astros. Even an initial diagnosis or timeline may not mean much or be accurate. So daily leaguers should be seeking to add Brian Abreu right now if he's still out there on your waiver wire, if someone didn't get to him first. The Astros bullpen has been used very consistently. It's deep enough that in the absence of Josh Hader, everyone can just be moved back one inning, which would put Brian Abreu into the ninth. Abreu's had a great season. He's got a 1.67 ERA, 1.04 whip, 79 strikeouts in 54 innings. Statistically, he's been Josh Hader, just with more walks, so a little bit higher whip. That really works for fantasy. Now, if there is bad news and Hader is facing any kind of extended absence, then Brian Abreu will be the highest priority addition in this weekend's free agency. Well, now we return to New York and the Yankees bullpen. There shouldn't have been, but in case there was any doubt that Devin Williams had pitched himself out of the ninth inning, there he was on Sunday pitching the sixth inning while the Yankees were losing by four runs. Now, the last time we saw Devin Williams lose the closer job this year, he did earn his way back to the eighth and was pitching very well, but he was not in position to replace Luke Weaver in the ninth until Weaver got hurt and hit the injured list. This time around, the Yankees now have David Bednar and Camilo Doval, in addition to Luke Weaver. So Aaron Boone should have very little incentive to turn back to Williams as the Yankees battle for playoff position and Boone possibly battles for his job. So at this point, it's more probable than not, Devin Williams is out of the ninth for the rest of the season. It was David Bednar who had looked like the favorite behind Williams after his acquisition from the Pirates. Bednar recorded one save already, and last night, he closed out a four-run victory over the Twins. Perfect inning, couple of strikeouts. Bednar's already nearly universally owned after he was a popular addition a few days ago. And indeed, he's at 99% rostered in the NFBC online championship leagues, which are always a good barometer for an average competitive league. But it can't hurt to check your waiver wire just in case. And if David Bednar is there, go get him. Over now to Baltimore. On Sunday, Keegan Aiken blew a save chance against the A's. For the past week and a half since the trade deadline, it has appeared as though Aiken was the Orioles' closer, and with the job mostly to himself. But these early returns have been mixed at best. On the good side, Aiken has received three save chances. He's converted twice. But on the negative side, he's also blown a save, taken a couple of losses, and allowed runs in two of his five August games. But in support of Aiken continuing in the closer role is that the Orioles bullpen is not deep and nobody else is performing well enough to be a clear replacement. Aiken should still be considered the leader until we see proof otherwise. Yennier Cano is the most likely to challenge Aiken, and that's really not saying much about the state of relief pitching in Baltimore. Aiken is still available in 50% of the NFBC OCs, and he could still end up a solid addition if he can finish this week off strong and still be considered the favorite in Baltimore. Now, our next stop is in Detroit. Some may have seen that Will Vest recorded a save in last night's game against the White Sox. The initial reaction to that may be to think that Detroit's a committee after all. We've heard AJ Hinch say that Kyle Finnegan would be used in the biggest moments, which means not always in the ninth inning. And we saw that yesterday. Tyler Holton opened the eighth to face the left-handed Kyle Teal. He allowed a base hit. So it was Kyle Finnegan that was brought into the eighth inning with a man on and nobody out in what was a tie game. He shut the door, preserved the tie, only needed 11 pitches. Tigers took the lead on a Spencer Torkelson home run in the top of the ninth, but then there was a 70-minute rain delay. Without the rain, it's possible Finnegan would have remained in the game to close out the ninth inning. He'd only thrown 11 pitches. But instead, after the rain delay, Will Vest finished the game when play resumed. Now, Will Vest should still get an occasional save. He's definitely pitched well enough to have earned that. But we've seen Kyle Finnegan used in such a way that it's pretty clear he's the primary closer, even if he's not always used for the ninth inning. We don't need to rush out and add any dropped shares of Will Vest, but Vest should still be rostered, mostly in deeper leagues, though, at least for now. But let's visit the bullpen in Arizona, where we've already cycled through AJ Puck and Justin Martinez lost to injury earlier in the year. Then Shelby Miller, and he got hurt and traded at the deadline. Kevin Ginkle then looked to have the edge on saves. He's also hurt. He's out for the year now. And another potential late inning option, Kendall Graveman, has been designated for assignment. Who's left here in Arizona? Lefty Kyle Backus and righty Andrew Hoffman, they've each allowed runs and blown saves over this past week, but each should still be in the mix, along with potentially Jalen Beeks, Andrew Salfrank, John Curtis, and others. It's really a mess in Arizona right now. It's one we don't need to try to speculate on until something happens, we get some more data, some more information that puts their hierarchy into greater focus. Now, something similar is happening over in Sacramento, just in the sense that we really don't know who the preferred late inning choices are now that Mason Miller is gone. It's been nearly 2 weeks since the trade deadline, and the A's have yet to record a save in that time. Lefty Sean Newcomb has already been mentioned as a candidate to get some ninth inning chances, but be on the lookout for right-handed rookie Elvis Alvarado. Alvarado has finished the game as the A's last reliever in his last two appearances, and he entered the ninth four separate times in July, so he's been getting some late inning work. Now, he really hasn't been used very often in close games with the A's in the lead, but even that appears to have changed here in August. So he could be a speculative addition in deeper leagues. And if he does end up somehow recording a save this week, it could be a sign that he'd be worth a pickup for the weekly Sunday free agency. Well, that brings our Tuesday show to an end. I'll be back on Saturday for the usual look ahead at weekend free agency bidding. Until then, you've been listening to the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Let's close it out.